We turn now our attention to the book of Daniel, specifically the story of Daniel and his three friends. First, we must go to what was leading up to the Babylonian captivity. Jeremiah the prophet had a word from the Lord, and that word to Jerusalem and to Judea was that God is going to allow Nebuchadnezzar, his armies that are outside of Jerusalem, he's going to allow them eventually to destroy this city. You will be taken captive. Surrender to Nebuchadnezzar, and perhaps he will not destroy this city, and it'll be better for you in captivity. Well, there was another prophet in Jerusalem. His name was Hananiah. He had just the opposite message. He said, by the way, I have a word from the Lord also, and you are God's people. He has blessed you through the years. Yes, you've had problems. You've wandered away from God, but you've repented of those. And now God is bringing you again to the brink, to the wit's end, so to speak. And God is not going to allow this city to be destroyed or you to be taken captive. He allows you to get to the brink of destruction. Then he will come in like he has in the past, and he will deliver you. He will deliver you from the power of Nebuchadnezzar. So Jeremiah had a bleak outlook because of their sins. They were going to go be taken captive, the city destroyed. Hananiah had good news for them. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 24, in the last days, beware of false prophets. Well, they will deceive many, he said. He also said in the book of John, he said, I tell you these things ahead of time so that when they come to pass, you will believe. In other words, the purpose of the fulfillment of true prophecy is to build faith, to help us believe. So the purpose of false prophecy is to undermine faith so that we lose our belief in God. Well, as Jerusalem listened to these two prophets, if you were living in Jerusalem at the time, which would you rather believe? Jeremiah with bad news or Hananiah with good news? You're right. You would tend to want to at least believe Hananiah. And so many people in Jerusalem believed Hananiah. Well, as the story unfolds, sure enough, Nebuchadnezzar conquered the city of Jerusalem. And in the first wave of captivity, there were 3,000 of the best young men taken to Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar had gotten word that his father had died, so he had to go quickly. It took him 11 days to go across the desert rather than the King's Highway or the Fertile Crescent. And you can just imagine Daniel and his three friends among those 3,000 marching rapidly across the desert, captives, and what was going through their minds. Now, Daniel and his three friends believed Jeremiah. They believed him to be a true prophet of God. So they're thinking to themselves as they're marching to Babylon, they're thinking, God is alive and well. He's doing exactly what he said he would do through the prophet Jeremiah. It built their faith. In Babylon, we will be faithful to God because our faith is solid and stronger than ever. What did the other 2,996 young men believe as they're marching to Babylon? They probably thought, I thought God told Hananiah this wasn't going to happen to us. Where is God? Did God die? Did he abandon us? They lost faith in God because they believed the wrong prophet. It's important that we believe the right prophet. It's important that we understand the right interpretation of prophecy and that God's Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. And so when all these young men got to Babylon, there was a test. And some of the young men were brought into the king's place in order to promote them. They were chosen because they were healthy and they looked smart and young and strong. Daniel and his three friends were among those, but they refused to eat the food that the king put out. That was unclean meats and wine, intoxicating beverages, and they refused to eat it. How did they have the faith to do that? They had the faith because their faith was built because they saw that Jeremiah's prophecies from God were fulfilled. What did the others do? They compromised. There's no story about them. We don't know their names. Why did they compromise? Their faith was undermined. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.